Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, 47 years in one day.
There you go. Hallelujah.
You know, we've learned in living that successful living goes hand in hand with a positive mental and spiritual attitude.
Spiritual attitude. Amen.
That's why it's fundamental to control our attitudes and our reactions to the attitudes of others. Here are seven principles for successful living. Number one, change your reality or learn to deal with life's challenges by faith. A key to successful living is being able to adapt to whatever circumstances arise. Your faith, hear this please, your faith will change your reality. By building the future, the Word of God says can be yours. Wow. It's powerful.
In Mark 11:23, it says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. For verily I say unto you." The first use of the word say in this verse is the Greek word lego. Lego, yes. G3004. That's where the word Legos from the kids' toys comes from. It literally means to use the words you speak as building blocks. It's amazing that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. The second use of the word say is the Greek word epo, G2036, you can look it up, which means command. So, understand this. It says, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass." This first use of the word, of the Greek word, saith, is leilo, L-A-L-E-O, and is defined as speak out. He shall have whatsoever he saith.
Speaks out.
Well, and the second use of the word saith is once again, are you ready for this? The Greek word lego. So G3004, which literally means to use the words you speak as building blocks. Now, let's read Mark 11, verse 23 again, this time inserting the meanings of the Greek words behind this, as we've just discussed. And you'll see how much more clearly you can see it.
And powerful.
Powerful, unbelievably powerful. It says, "For verily your words are building blocks, that whosoever shall command unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he speaks out shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he builds with his words." Should really read that one again.
Do it again.
"For verily your words are building blocks, that whosoever shall command unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea," no matter what your mountain is, right, honey?
Right.
"And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he speaks out shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he builds with his words." Can anybody say hallelujah with me?
In other words, our faith will change our reality, positioning us for the success that we desire.
By using the words of our mouths.
Amen.
And speaking the word, which is the most important thing.
That's
we are
exactly
speaking
right.
This word.
It's powerful.
You
might want to play back this teaching and really get a hold of what Mark 11:23 means when you add in the Greek definitions.
That's right.
Number two, take responsibility for your actions and reactions. Sometimes things happen that's not our fault.
That's it.
We didn't have anything to do with what happened, but we have to deal with the consequences. Sadly, many people are always looking for an excuse to why they didn't do this or that.
Or saying, honey, well, it wasn't my fault.
That's it.
And maybe it wasn't, but are you going to, you know, lay back on that, or are you going to get up and do something about it?
That's right.
Whew.
You know, many times, I've said, anytime you spend making excuses, it's time you can't use finding solutions. So, by the way, if you mess up, fess up, confess, repent, get up, start moving again to the direction of the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Galatians 6, verse 5. Galatians 6, 5 says, for every man shall bear his own burden. And Galatians 6, 5 in the Message Bible says it this way. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life.
By taking responsibility for our actions and reactions, we can focus on solutions instead of rehashing the problems. The absolute best place to find solutions is found, honey, I think, in
Jeremiah 29:13 in the Message Bible says, when you come looking for me, you'll find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. That's God's decree.
Maybe we just need to ask ourselves, how serious are we about looking for God?
Mm.
Spending time with him. Sitting in two chairs, as we taught, first 2 weeks of January. Learning the spiritual way to act and react, regardless of what you're facing, is a definite principle for successful living. Number three, choose inspiring mentors or role models. When you think a certain way or react in a certain, certain way, think who you know personally or through their lives or books that best represent the qualities you'd like to exhibit in how you act and react. If you need an example of humility and vision, read about Abraham Lincoln. Winston Churchill demonstrated courage. Ronald Reagan demonstrated strength in his decisions and an amazing wit. John D. Rockefeller never accepted no as a final answer in fulfilling his dreams. Dr. Billy Graham personified integrity and a commitment to winning souls. Bishop T.D. Jakes is proven to be a man of vision. The Apostle Paul was determined to provide written instructions for generations to come. This list, honey, could go on and on. But two scriptures came to mind as we were talking about this.
All right. One of them is Psalm 145:4. Psalm 145, verse 4 in the Classic Amplified. It says, one generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. And Proverbs 27:17, this in the English Standard Version says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. You know, finding the right person or persons to speak into your life is fundamental.
Yes, it is. Number four, stay excited about the possibilities of unlimited success in your life. Someone wants to ask, if positive thinking or positive confessions were wrong for Christians, she asked that because she'd heard something about the New Age movement doing both. Is it wrong because New Age thinkers have positive thinking and positive confessions? The answer is no, because they got it from the Word.
If somebody steals your jump rope and starts jumping rope.
Steal your jump rope.
Steal yours.
That's good.
Luke 6, verse 45 in the Classic Amplified says, the upright, honorable, intrinsically good man, out of the good treasure stored in his heart, produces what is upright, honorable, and intrinsically good. And the evil man out of the evil storehouse brings forth that which is depraved, wicked, and intrinsically evil. For out of the abundance overflow of the heart, his mouth speaks. And one more verse let us throw in, Romans 10:9. Romans 10, verse 9, in the Classic Amplified says, because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Disabilities aren't disabilities until you say they are. Possibilities aren't possibilities until you speak they are. The words you speak and the attitude with which you speak them are keys to successful living. Number 5, get a direction and a mission. You've got to decide where you're going in life. Your mission, your calling, goal, or purpose will help you determine your direction. Until you determine God's purpose for your life, well, you're going to be spinning your wheels, but going nowhere.
Psalm 32, verse 8, in my favorite translation. Psalm 32, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Once you determine your mission, God will direct you in the way you should go. And in Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, love Psalm 37. There are so many good psalms. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24 in the Classic Amplified says, the steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. When he delights in his way, he busies himself with his every step. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord grasps his hand in support and upholds him. Wow, what a promise.
Hallelujah.
Actually, two incredible promises,
yes,
in those scriptures.
Power, baby. Number 6, balance your time with and without people. Some people need more interaction with others, with other people, than some do need more of that than others. That's another way to say it. There needs to be balance in our approach. For instance, never neglect your quiet time with the Lord.
In Matthew 6, verse 6 in the Living Bible, it says, but when you pray, go away by yourself all alone and shut the door behind you and pray to your Father secretly. And your Father, who knows your secrets, will reward you. I find that in these moments, I get refreshed and refueled for successful living. Matter of fact, I don't know what it would be like to have to face a day without it.
That's true, baby. It really is.
However, there are times when you need the association with others. Of
you
course.
Do. And those who would offer godly counsel and wisdom.
That's right. In Hebrews 10, verse 24, in the Classic Amplified, it said, and let us consider and give attention, attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities.
Once again, the key is finding a proper balance that works for you, really, for each of us. Hallelujah. Number 7, live in obedience to God's word. Live in obedience to God's word. As you move into successful living, there are going to be moments of adversity, when the storms of life are swirling around you, when it seems there's no way to make it. That defeat is inevitable. In those times, remember the words of Joshua 1:7, in the New Living Translation.
Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Of course, this would be what the Lord gives you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do.
There's no conditional obedience to God's word. You either obey it or you don't. It's not a kind of sort of thing. But obedience to God's words comes with immeasurable and never-ending benefits. Deuteronomy 29:9, New Living Translation. Therefore, obey the terms of this covenant, so you shall prosper in everything you do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right.
Praise the Lord.
That scripture is written for you.
That's a good teaching today.
Hallelujah. And it falls right in line with what we did on Sunday Night Live.
Hallelujah.
A couple nights ago. All right. If you've been blessed with the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.